It's extraordinary. That's the total number of contracts, may even be number one in terms of total amount of money spent. Just since August, the Washington Post reports there were nearly 40,000 TV ads in the Orlando area and spending of almost $30 million just since August, just on TV.
And that is just in the presidential campaigns.
Just the presidential, yes.
And, of course, lots of money pouring in also to the congressional races. In South Florida, I believe one of the races there has also set a record for the amount of money spent.
Yes, actually, it's West Palm, and it's Representative West, and over $17 million is being spent on a U.S. House race. It's the highest amounts ever spent on a U.S. House race. So the volumes of money being spent, particularly by outside groups, has just really dominated the amount of expenditures for this election cycle.
Even locally, in some of the state House and Senate races, I've seen reports of $1 million being spent in some of these races.
Right. It's unbelievable. A local representative race.
And Hank, as you mentioned, the Orlando market is ranked as the second largest TV market in spending in the presidential race, right next to Las Vegas. Now, it's no secret that Central Florida is important in the presidential race, but I'm wondering, how do we stack up in the Orlando metro market compared to other big metro areas, like Tampa, for example?
Well, we are about the same as Tampa, and Tampa's a bigger market, so the dollars per voter are higher here in Orlando than they are in Tampa. Down south, there was significant spending, but not near as much as in the I-4 corridor, which really dominated the concentration, which goes back to our point that the spending was not evenly distributed across states, wasn't even evenly distributed within a state. We had tremendous focus on the I-4 corridor during this election cycle.
You know, in Scott Maxwell's column in the Orlando Sentinel over the weekend, he was saying, I miss the Appliance Direct guy. You know, bring back the goofy dancers from FunSpot. And I think many of us can understand that. I mean, we've just been so totally inundated with these campaign ads, and we want to get back to normal. But it brings up the question, do these political ads just displace advertising that would otherwise be there?
Yes, it absolutely does. But it displaces it at a higher price, so that the amount of revenue that the stations receive for running the political ads generates higher revenue and higher profit for them than the local advertisements do.
Now, there's really a tremendous amount of money being spent here, but how much of that money stays here in Central Florida?
Almost none of it. It creates additional profits, which then are the property of the equity shareholders. And most of the equity shareholders of these large media outlets don't live in the Orlando area, so that there's very little consequential economic effect because it's a tremendous flow of money, but it just kind of flows through us like a river and flows back out again. The complete opposite of, say, tourism, where there's millions of dollars that flow through and most of them stick here because there's jobs and income that are created to be able to service that business. It's not the same thing with television advertisement for political purposes, which are very short-term in duration. All the infrastructure and employment is already in place to provide the ability to project the ads out into the public, so there's really no change except for a major change in profit to those outlets.
What about the somewhat more abstract benefit of raising our national profile? Florida has been in the national spotlight daily, you know, through the summer, through the Republican convention in Tampa, and to the last-minute final push campaigning.
Yeah, it does make a big difference to have that top of the mindset because Florida's constantly in the news, and that's a good thing. Florida's projected beautifully when they had the rallies. Florida looked great. On the other side, the continued campaign problems in West Palm Beach and in Miami don't look so good for us. So there's some negatives that can flow from this very high level of scrutiny that we're under. But by and large, it's been very beneficial for us. Hard to measure in economic terms how much that's worth to us, but it's certainly worth a lot.
What about the impact to, say, a small Florida town when the president or the presidential nominee's bus rolls into town with all the national and international press corps and all the hoopla that goes along with the presidential campaign? Is there any impact or any lasting impact, I guess I should say, on, say, Apopka or Davenport or one of these other small towns that people up north probably never heard of before, but they have heard of now because of this national television exposure?
Well, they sell a few more hamburgers than they otherwise would sell, maybe a little more gasoline, but other than that, not very much. It's just a very temporary effect. And there is some negative effect in that it bollocks up all the traffic and can slow things down. But I think on net, it's always good to have a campaign roll into your town and create a little higher profile. And that kind of name recognition is quite valuable.